Welcome back to Steam Stadium, where it's a very pleasant night for football. Final home game of the year. The Evergreens are going to get the ball first, Kakana winning the opening toss and deferring. Kakana will use two quarterbacks, and they'll rotate freely. Sometimes we'll see senior Tanner Vanderhey, who we saw last year in the Evergreens' 39-14 win. But sometimes sophomore Coy Coffey will be subbed in. Both quarterbacks have a good arm. This is a Kakana offense that may be testing the Evergreens' defensive secondary. We do have a pretty stiff wind tonight, and it's blowing towards the north end zone, gusting to 20 miles per hour. It's 65 degrees at kickoff. And while the Evergreens are going to receive this opening kick, Kakana will be playing with the wind in the second and fourth quarters.
Okay, back for the Evergreens, will be number
Kyle Zableski and Wyatt Brown waiting to receive the kickoff here. Big crowd going to be loud tonight at Steam Stadium again with very, very nice weather for week 7 of the high school football season. A win makes the Evergreens playoff eligible. Sophomore kicker Matthew Strett for Kakana puts the ball on the tee. The Galloping Ghosts wear white jerseys trimmed in black and orange. Evergreens in their home green trimmed in yellow. All right, ball's on the tee. We're ready to light this candle from Steam Stadium as Week 7 high school football is underway. The kick is a low line drive. It's picked up by Wyatt Brown at the 5-yard line. Waits for his blocking out across the 15, 20, 25. Gets out to near the 30-yard line, and that's where the Evergreens will start. First and 10 at the 29. Led onto the field by senior quarterback Nick Sarakowski. As we mentioned in the pregame show, as Sarakowski's ankle has gotten better, he becomes more of an offensive weapon, running or passing. When he first came back, week 4 of the season, he was just asked to run the quarterback spot, really almost as an immobile quarterback. Now he can run as well. First and 10, shotgun formation. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Opening with a pass, looking downfield, and overshoots his intended receiver, Wyatt Brown. Brown was open at the 50-yard line. Pass was just inaccurate, sailed over his head. Second and 10. Evergreens football brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference, explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Evergreens huddle up and now break that huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. They'll put Sarakowski under center with backs in the eye formation. The tailback there is Wyatt Brown, and he gets the handoff. Second man through, right up the middle. It's only short yardage. He goes across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Third down coming up. It'll be third and 7. Evergreens next week close out the regular season on the road against Kimberly. Kimberly is a state championship caliber team. And you would hope the Evergreens will be playing just for fun there with upsets on their mind. But their playoff berth already accounted for after tonight. Sarakowski design rollout. He's under pressure. Now he throws downfield looking one-on-one coverage to Mitchell Bowles. Incomplete. Pass let him out of bounds. The Evergreens open the game with a three and out. They're going to punt to the Ghosts. Not sure it was really the Kakana defense that was stout. It was a couple of misfired passes there by Sarakowski. Evergreens football brought to you by Ace Hardware Weston, more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can, welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Zach Hoffman is ready to kick it away. Kakana sends two return men there, and this is off the side of Hoffman's foot. Not a good kick. Bounces at the 45, rolls to near the 50, and it's downed there. That was only a 17-yard punt. Kakana is going to start first and 10 at the 47-yard line in Evergreens territory. So the Evergreens defense with a lot of seniors. Evergreens defense coming off their two best games of the season, the last two times they took the field. But Kakana starts from a favorable spot. And coming out here is quarterback Tanner Vanderhey to get the first snap. It's the senior. Again, they're going to rotate those quarterbacks. Vanderhey from the shotgun, handoff, and there's a lot of room along that far sideline for their running back. That's Kevin Verbetten. Verbetten's got 6 or 7 yards there. You know, he was still running towards the sideline. He could have had more yardage if he turned the ball upfield. He gets to the 40-yard line. It's a gain of 8 on first down. It's going to be second and short. Evergreens football sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting DC Everest Sports. Galloping Ghosts coming off their best game of the season last week, a 17-0 win over Wausau East. Quarterback Vander Hay again is from the shotgun. He's got a single back. It's a handoff up the middle. Met in the hole, breaking a tackle. Almost had the ball stripped out of there. Stopped right at the first down marker. Kevin Verbaten carried again. This is going to depend on the spot. And I believe they're going to mark him just short. Short by about half a yard. The ball rests between the 39 and 38-yard line. They'll have to move the ball across the 38 to get a first down here. Third and a half yard coming up. And the running back for Baton heads to the sidelines. Looking for a bigger package here on this third and a half a yard. Tanner Vander Hay, shotgun formation with receivers to either side. Handoff, good blocking there. First down yardage. Carrying the ball is Tanner Helms. It's his first touch. He's across the 35 and out of bounds at the 30-yard line. It's a gain of 6.
Stopped that play by number 23, Zach Becker.
And so far, at least on the two running plays that have turned out the best yardage for the Kakana Ghosts, both times their running backs were able to get the corner. Good technique on the offensive line. Now the Evergreens defensive line stacks up bigger. Kakana, though, at least so far, looks to be a little faster. New set of downs here. First and 10 at the 28-yard line. Vander Hay, the quarterback, has three receivers. Two to the near side. He's got a man in the slot. He's going to pass on first down. Throws towards the end zone to one-on-one coverage. It's caught, and it's a touchdown. A 29-yard touchdown pass. Trent Knighties made the catch. Knighties located the football, and the Evergreen defensive back did not. And the Kakana Galloping Ghosts have scored on a short field first possession. A 5-play, 48-yard scoring drive cacked off on that 29-yard touchdown reception to the far corner of the end zone. Couldn't imagine a better start for Kakana. Isaac Bustamante comes out to try the extra point. Snap is down. Kick towards the goalpost is good. 9:30 to play first quarter. Kakana scores on their first possession and leads DC Everest 7-0. Back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. You would imagine the Evergreens are favored to win this game, but it is Kakana that has the early lead, 7-0. And the Evergreens offense went 3-and-out their first possession. They're about to get it for a second time. Kyle Zableski and Wyatt Brown are awaiting the kickoff. And this kick is going with the wind. It's a line drive kick. Here's Zableski back at the goal line. Brings that across the 5, 10, 15. Dances in the hole. Big hit. Holds on to the football down at the 20-yard line. Big contact there. And the Evergreens will start first and 10 with 80 yards of real estate in front of them. DC Everest football sponsored by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, South 3rd Avenue, Wausau. Stop in at Baseman's for your favorite pair of Red Wing shoes. It's their fall boot sale. Don't forget Baseman's Shoe and Clothing, your headquarters for warm and dry. Sarakowski is operating under center here. Just one man in the backfield. Pitch to the side and Wyatt Brown. Brown's got some blocking in front of him. This is the best gain of the season. The ball comes loose. It's on the ground and it's recovered by Kakana. Wyatt Brown carried for 10 yards but lost the ball as he was going down. And the Evergreens defense is going to have their backs against the wall again as DC Everest turns the ball over.
Evergreens first and 10, galloping goes.
Luke Vandenovel underneath that pile for Kakana. So Wyatt Brown gains 10 but puts the ball on the ground. And the Evergreens are in danger of going down by two scores here. Boy, you put the defense in a tough spot. Three and out, and then on the fourth play, second possession, a turnover. Quarterback Tanner Vanderhey, shotgun, handoff up the middle, now trying the wide side. There's more blocking there, and this is going to be a solid gain here for Kyle, for Kevin Van Betten. Van Betten's got 8 yards on first down.
Number 36, Cody Cocker.
This is a Kakana team that was shut out for three consecutive weeks. Weeks 4, 5, and 6. 0 points. Then last week, surprise, a 17-0 win over Wausau East. And Kakana's come out like a house of fire here, and the Evergreens have helped them. Second and 2 from the 22-yard line. Again, shotgun formation. Hand off again, up the middle, right to the first down marker. In fact, I think he's got a first down. That's Kevin Verbetten again. And from where they're marking, it's going to be close. We'll have to see as we unpile them. It's either going to be third and short or it's going to be a first down. And it'll be third and half a yard again. 8-10 to play, first quarter. Kakana launched a 5-play, 48-yard drive to start the ball game after a short punt. And now they're just outside the red zone again after an Evergreens fumble. Third and short. Shotgun formation, receivers out to either side. This is a handoff at its first down yardage. Tanner Helms carrying. Helms has 4. Down to the 16-yard line.
Number 36, Cody Cocker.
Cody Cocker is underneath that pile along with Nathan Sleifert. Under 8 minutes to play in the first quarter. Evergreens football sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Not such a successful start for the Evergreens. First and 10, 16-yard line for Kakana. They're deep in D.C. Everest territory. Snap is a little high. Brought down, handoff, line of scrimmage, pushed back. Best defensive play so far for the Evergreens as Tanner Helms was met in the hole and didn't get back to the line of scrimmage. It's going to be a loss of a yard. Brett Nowitzki blew it up. Second and 11.
Bringing up second and 10 for the Galloping Ghosts.
Kakana scored on a 29-yard touchdown pass from Tanner Vanderhey to Trent Knighties. And they're looking for more. Here's second and 11. Tanner Vanderhey has taken all the snaps, the senior quarterback so far. Shotgun again, he's going to look to pass. Here comes pressure, he's under pressure, and he gets the ball away. It's almost intercepted. He had no business throwing that, he was practically wrapped up. And one of the Evergreens linemen, Rex Terrace, almost had that ball come down in his hands. Evergreens bench was looking for a whistle, saying that it looked like the defender had both hands wrapped around the quarterback, just didn't slam him to the turf. But Vanderhey was still able to throw the ball. They live dangerously there, but will live to fight again. Third and 11. This is a big play for the Evergreens defense. I would imagine we are in four down territory, or maybe a field goal comes into play. Vanderhey is from the shotgun. Three receivers, two of them to the near side. Gets the snap, he'll pass again. Evergreens blitz, throws to the end zone. He's got a man diving. Did he hold it? Yes, he did. It's a touchdown. Matt Lamers in the back of the end zone, laid out, fully extended, and came down inbounds in the back of the end zone. It's 13-0. A 17-yard touchdown pass. And nothing is going right for the Evergreens early in this ball game. Coming out for the extra point try is Isaac Bustamante. Bustamante awaits the snap. There it is, a little bit high. Down, no problem. Kick towards the uprights is good. 14-0. 6:36 to play, first quarter. So we'll see if the Evergreens can hold on to the football when they get it back after this 30-second timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
That's why your body claims it. Can't run yourself, just run. kicking off for the Kakana Gulf. It goes to be number 42, Matthew Schmidt. Back to the Evergreens, be number 26, Kyle Zabuski, and number 40, Wyatt Brown.
Evergreens are again waiting a Kakana kickoff as we welcome you back to D.C. Everest Steam Stadium. Senior night is not gone according to script. The Evergreens are trailing 14-0. Here's Kyle Zableski getting the kickoff at the 5. Straight up the middle. Now bounces to the outside. He's got blocking there. Turns it upfield 25, 30, 35, 40. Still going as only the kicker to beat. And he is roped down, pushed out at the 50-yard line. That's what the Evergreens needed. Kyle Zableski with a 45-yard kickoff return. And the Evergreens will start right at midfield. The Evergreens certainly can't afford to fall any further behind. The Kyle Zableski big return is exactly what the Evergreens need. See if that's a little spark that the green and yellow can build on. Nick Sarakowski will be under center here. Wyatt Brown and Mason Hagenbusher are the running backs to pitch back. Wyatt Brown carrying. Met at the line of scrimmage, falls forward. He's got 2 yards. All right, so Wyatt Brown fumbled on his last touch, gets a chance at redemption, gets another touch on the very next possession, 2 yards. Everest football brought to you by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. Here's second and eight. Nick Sarakowski under center. Again, backs from the I formation. Looks to pass out of the backfield. That is complete. Juggling one-handed catch for Mitchell Bowles. Bowles is able to turn it upfield, but he is short of the first down. He's going to need about 2 or 2.5 yards. It may be third and three on the spot here. Bowles was unable to turn it upfield because he was juggling for a moment, and that gave the defenders time to catch up with him. It's a gain of 5, third and 3 at the 43-yard line. Evergreens need this pickup. They're still looking for their first down. They hand off up the middle. Little trouble on the exchange here to Mason Hagenbusher. He is short. Needed 3. He got 2. It's going to be fourth down. And about a yard to go. And the Evergreens are going to send the punting unit onto the field here. Well, I take that back. They're switching personnel package, but on fourth down, they might be going for it. Yep, Nick Sarakowski went over to the sideline, got a play. The Evergreens will go on fourth and one. They need to move the ball just past the 40-yard line. Big play coming up. 5 minutes to play first quarter. Evergreens are down 14-0. Full house backfield. Sarakowski pushes forward. First down.
Number 10, Nick Sarakowski.
Evergreens needed that like a camel needs water in the desert. 3-yard gain and a first down for D.C. Everest. It is their first down of the game. It comes with 4:42 to play in the first quarter. Truth be told, the Evergreens need points here. Referees with a brief official stoppage. An equipment problem with one of the Kakana defenders. Now we're ready to play. Ball's at the 38-yard line. New set of downs, first and 10. Sarakowski, handoff right up the middle again. This is Mason Hagenbusher. The Evergreens think they have an advantage there when they go straight up the middle, and so far at least they haven't. Hagenbusher's got only a yard or a yard and a half. Second and long. Evergreens football sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. Second and long as the Evergreens come right back up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers far side. Handoff here, Wyatt Brown. Brown almost stripped again. Lunges forward. He's got a nice gain there. Close to the first down marker. It'll be third and short coming up. Moves the ball down near the 30-yard line. They'll spot at the 31. And that leaves the Evergreens with a third and about 2.5. And the Evergreens break the huddle quickly. Hagenbusher and Brown are in the backfield. Handoff, second man through. Wyatt Brown runs into his own blocking and lost his footing. He didn't get anything.
Wyatt Brown.
Evergreens are going to go for it on fourth down, and they may be hurrying up here. Yeah, Wyatt Brown, if anything, lost a half yard there. Didn't get the corner and was knocked backwards by one of his own offensive linemen who has been pushing back by the Kakana defense. It's fourth and 3 now. 3:05 to play in the quarter, and the Evergreens go for it. They need the 28-yard line. Hurrying up here, Sierakowski to pass on fourth down. Goes out to the flat. It's complete to Kyle Zableski. He had one man to beat to bust it into the end zone. Instead, he gets 7 yards on that far sideline. First down. Evergreen's pass on fourth down. And this drive has been sustained by two fourth down conversions. Drive started at the 50-yard line, and the Evergreens now have it down to the 22. Again, Kakana out to an early lead, 14-0. A short field touchdown and a touchdown set up by an Evergreens fumble. The Evergreens seeing if they have some kind of answer here. First and 10, 22. Second man through is Wyatt Brown. Brown's met at the line of scrimmage and pushed back. He got nothing. Kakana's being stout up front. When the Evergreens have tried running between the tackles, there's been nothing there. They've been a little more successful when they've tried to get to the edge. Second and 10. Tonight's broadcast from Steam Stadium, Senior Night, brought to you by Covantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. Evergreens need this win for playoff eligibility. Here is second and 10. Nick Sierakowski to pass. Three-step drop. Throws into one-on-one coverage. Looking for Zableski. Goes up. Fights for it. And he got it. Or is it intercepted? Two players came down with the ball simultaneously. That was yanked away from Kyle Zableski. It's intercepted in the end zone. I thought Kyle Zableski was going to come down with that. Two players fighting for the ball. And it was yanked away by the Kakana defender. An interception in the end zone. And the Evergreens come away with nothing. The ball was a little underthrown, which made it a jump ball situation. I thought for a moment that Kyle Zableski had it on his hands while the defender and the receiver were in the air. It was yanked away by the Kakana defender. Interception. Here come the ghosts at the 20-yard line after a touchback on the interception in the end zone. Tanner Vanderhey, handoff. Waiting for blocking behind the line of scrimmage, a slow to develop play. Kevin Verbetten. Verbetten is strung out and gets no gain. Maybe forward for half a yard. Second and 9.
Brought down that play by number 36.
1:43 to play first quarter. It's Kakana 14, DC Everest nothing, and the Galloping Ghosts have the ball.
Second and 9 for the Galloping Ghosts.
And the Evergreens have turned the ball over twice. They have not helped themselves a single bit in this game. Second and 9. And already we can start talking about this. The Evergreens defense has been out there a lot in the first quarter. Quarterback fakes, going to throw over the middle, slant into double coverage, almost intercepted right off the hands of Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach jumped in front of the receiver on that slant pattern. And the senior Kyle Kurtenbach is frustrated. He's clenching his fists right now like that would have been an interception back the other way. Instead, it's incomplete. Third and 9. So the Evergreens will have a chance to get off the field and force a punt here if the defense can rise to the occasion. DC Everest football sponsored by Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. Kakana puts two receivers to the wide side of the field and a single back now slanted out to the near side. Shotgun formation. Looking to pass. Pretty good protection. Pass there is complete in traffic for 14 yards and a first down. Matt Lamers found a spot there. And boy, that ball was fit in there tightly. The ball goes out to the 35-yard line. Kakana completes a third and long. And the Evergreens cannot get off the field. And will be under a minute to play in the first quarter on the next snap. This is nothing short of a huge Week 7 surprise with the way this game's unfolded so far. Kakana puts three receivers out to the far side of the field, first and 10. Here's quarterback Vanderhey under pressure, now rushes, and he's got room there. You know, all the defenders were bunched up on one side. He goes across the 40, 45, and is knocked out of bounds at the 48-yard line. He's got 14 yards and a first down. Evergreen sent pressure, and once the quarterback broke containment, he had room on that far sideline. 38 seconds to play in the first quarter. And Kakana's already moved the ball from the 20 all the way out to the 48. They've just had the best of everything so far in this game. Quarterback Vanderhey, shotgun, three receiver set, two to the near side, fakes the handoff, he'll pass again, looking to the near side. That receiver is far too open, it's complete across the 40 and down to the 35-yard line. That's Dustin Landers. 13 yards on the first down. 14 seconds left in the quarter, and now the ball moves into D.C. Everest territory. At the 30, spotted at the 37-yard line. And the Evergreens defense, a lot of hands on hips. This defense is winded. The clock is going to wind down to all zeros, and the Evergreens need this break at the end of the first quarter. They already trail 14-0.
And that is the end of the first quarter.
We'll change sides with Kakana looking at a first and 10 at the 37-yard line. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, and I welcome you back to Steam Stadium, where so far, senior night has not gone according to script. Kakana leads 14-0, and they have the ball in Everest territory, first and 10 at the 38.
37-yard line.
And senior quarterback Tanner Vanderhey, shotgun again, three receivers. They've had success through the air and on the ground. Quick step drop, pass underneath is complete again. And there's more room with a running gain of 8 or 9 yards. Again, close to a first down. That's Ryan Swerve. Give him 9. He's just short of the first down. He got that ball. The ball came out quickly. And if anything, the coverage was too loose for that formation. Second and 1 at the 28-yard line. And this is a position, again, where Kakana can take a shot at the end zone. Do the Evergreens have the kind of comeback in them to come back from 3 scores down? That's what they'll be looking at if Kakana gets points on this drive. Second and 1 yard. Vanderhey calling for the snap. It's a high snap. He gets it. Handoff. Met at the line of scrimmage. Didn't get the first down. Kevin Verbetten. Verbetten may have lost a yard. That'll depend on the spot. Yeah, he lost half a yard. Ball was at the 28. It's going to be marked between the 28 and 29-yard line. It'll be 3rd and 2. The Evergreens defense has been constantly under pressure in this game. 2 turnovers and a 3 and out. That's been the Evergreens' offensive production. Kakana has had the ball twice, has come away with 2 touchdowns, and they're looking for more. 3rd down and 2. Vanderhey works exclusively from the shotgun. Hand off to his running back here, met in the hole. Nope, 2nd effort. Shed a tackle and got a 1st down. Tanner Helms moves the ball inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. He's got 4, and he's got a 1st down. 10:51 to play in the half.
First down, first and 10 from the
Evergreens football, sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care, with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill. Visit them online at bonejoint.net. Kakana pulls this off. It's their biggest win in 2 or 3 seasons. And so far, the signs are favorable. Tanner Helms gets the handoff, met at the line of scrimmage, breaks a tackle, penalty markers down. He's wrapped up at the 20-yard line, but I think we're going to have a hold here, and I think this play is coming back. We'll wait for an indication. It is indeed holding against Kakana. So what was a gain of 5 yards on first down is going to be wiped out. It is the first penalty of the game so far. 10:22 to play in the half. 14-0. Ghosts. Getting a little spooky tonight. Our D.C. Everest football broadcast is sponsored by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. The officials are assessing the penalty now, and the ball will go back to the 32-yard line, making it 2nd and 18. Actually, we'll replay first down. It is 1st and 18 here.
So we got 1st and 18 for the Galloping Ghost. The ball now resting on the Evergreen 32-yard line.
Senior quarterback Tanner Vanderhey. You know, they keep Vanderhey in the shotgun exclusively because he's not a tall kid. He's 5'10". A little shorter than you'd like for a quarterback. He gets a better view of the field from back there. Quick drop, throws out to the flat. This is complete. It's into the hands of Kevin Verbetten. but he gets very short yardage. Doesn't quite get to the 30-yard line, to the 31. It's a gain of only 2 or 3 yards. Brady Burrell makes the stop. Still second and long. It's second and 16. They'll have to move the ball down to the 15-yard line. And the ball rests now between the 31 and 30. Kakana taking their time there, huddling up. They come up to the line of scrimmage now. Again, this three-receiver set. Two bunched to the far side. Evergreen's sideline doesn't like the defensive lineup here. They want the backs up closer. Now they put a man in motion. Handoff goes to the man in motion. We've got a whistle. This play is blown dead. It's going to be motion against Kakana. They weren't set by the time this was snapped. No. Offsides against the Evergreens. So Kakana will get 5 yards on a penalty. Someone from DC Everest was there in the neutral zone. The ball goes to the 25-yard line. We'll play it here, second and 11.
Second and 11 for the...
Clock runs after the penalty, and Kakana is still in the huddle. They break their conference and come up to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers far side, receiver in the slot on the far side, and one free on the near side. This is a four-receiver package, empty backfield. Run the play across, fake the handoff, Evergreen's pressure, thrown into the end zone. This is going to be intercepted. Taken away here by Mitchell Bowles. That ball just went straight up into the air and landed into Mitchell Bowles' arms. He runs it across the 20, out to the 24-yard line, and the Evergreens get one back. Boy, it was important that the Evergreens turned Kakana away there. I mean, it's just so unusual to see a high school football team come back from three scores down, and the interception keeps this a two-score game, 14-0. The Evergreens will get the ball back at the 24-yard line. Yeah, the quarterback, Tanner Vanderhey, made a mistake by even throwing that ball. He should have eaten it and taken his lumps. He would have been sacked, would have been third and long, but instead he just heaved the ball off his back foot while he was falling backwards, and it was an easy interception there. So here comes Nick Sierakowski out first and 10 after the turnover at the 24-yard line. Handoff, Wyatt Brown. Brown tries to get the corner. He's got it. He's across the 30. Yardage there, 35, 40. He's got himself 16 yards out of bounds, and the Evergreens bench wants a late hit. They're not going to get a flag there. Wyatt Brown moves the ball from the 24 out to the 42-yard line. An 18-yard gain. Biggest play from scrimmage for DC Everest so far. Our football broadcast from DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or visit them online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Evergreens hurrying up here. And again, Wyatt Brown gets an inside block. He's got more yardage across the 50. Big gainer, 45, almost broken. Tripped up from behind, and he's into Kakana territory at the 43-yard line. All right, Evergreens offense, showing a sense of urgency here and coming to life. Two quick first downs from Wyatt Brown. You know, it is senior night, so it's the kind of game that a senior could put on his shoulders and try and do something here. First down, Evergreens put two receivers to the far side. That's Mitchell Bowles, single receiver on the near side. Nick Sierakowski fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's got big yardage, breaks a tackle, splits across the 30, 20. He may go. High-stepping through the end zone. Touchdown! 41-yard touchdown run for Nick Sierakowski. A senior did indeed take it on his own shoulders. They bought the fake to Wyatt Brown, and why wouldn't they? He just ripped off two big yards, big gains, and then Nick Sierakowski goes 41 yards to the end zone. Finally, DC Everest is on the scoreboard. Evergreen shift into kick formation. Kyle Kurtenbach to try the point after touchdown. All of this coming after a Kakana turnover, an interception. We got a penalty marker down here on the kick. It's up and good. This is probably someone lining up offside. It is the line judge who threw the penalty flag. It's going to be against DC Everest. Yep, one of the Evergreens linemen didn't come set before the kick. It'll be a 5-yard penalty and a re-kick.
A 5-yard march off.
It's a 76-yard touchdown drive after an interception. and we're going to re-kick from 5 yards further back. Kyle Kirkenbach. Well, this is a 25-yard kick to the goalpost here, and the snap was high. Got it down, booming to the uprights. Still good, 14-7. We have 8:07 to play in the half. Let's take a break. This is DC Everest football on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Chris Conley welcoming you back to Steam Stadium. Final home game, a game the Evergreens need in their column to become playoff eligible. And Kakana's been an opportunistic opponent. They still lead 14-7 and are about to get the ball back after the Evergreens finally got their first points on the board. 41-yard touchdown run from Nick Sierakowski. Kirkenbach to kick it off, and he'll be kicking with the wind gusting about 20 miles per hour on what is otherwise a very comfortable night for football. Kirkenbach's approach, see if he drives this one all the way to the end zone. No, it's a short kick. It's going to be taken out at the goal line. In fact, it's juggled in the end zone, and that's where Kakana will leave it. It'll be a touchback coming out to the 20-yard line, so the Galloping Ghosts will start there with 80 yards of real estate in front of them. As finally, for one of the few times tonight, the Evergreens defense will be defending a long field instead of a short field. DC Everest football is sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. And Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. First and 10 here. Tanner Vanderhey is still in at quarterback. We have not yet seen the sophomore Coy Coffey. Gets the snap. Ball is loose for a moment. Now it is handed off, picked up by one of the Kakana runners, and he goes forward for a yard or two. Tanner Vanderhey was the quarterback who recovered that ball on a bad snap and was still able to lunge forward for 2 or 3 yards. Andy Crantwell makes the stop. Boy, a turnover there could sure change the look of this game. Instead, second and 7. Sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highway 29 and J in Weston. One receiver spread out to either side. Vanderhey gets the snap, fakes the handoff. Play action pass over the head of his intended receiver. Looking for Ryan Swerve. Just missed, fired. Third down.
Number 88, Ryan.
So now with 7:26 to play in the half, the Evergreens defense is about to defend a 3rd and 7. So they try and get off the field.
Bringing up 3rd and 7 for the...
The Evergreens put their last touchdown on the board rather easily, so you would love to give the ball back to the offense while they finally have some momentum in this game. See if the defense can uphold their half of the bargain here. 3rd and 7 coming up. They've got to move the ball out to the 30-yard line to keep this drive going. Evergreens may be sending pressure here. Quarterback Vanderhey calling for the snap. Yeah, there's extra men in the box here. 3-step drop. Evergreens do send pressure. Throws into double coverage and sails harmlessly over the head of his intended receiver, Matt Lamers. So the Evergreens defense gets a 3 and out. That's huge. Best series for the defense so far in the ball game, and the Evergreens are going to get the ball back. DC Everest football sponsored by InterCity State Bank, serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. InterCity State Bank inviting you to come bank with us. This is the first time that Kakana has punted the game. Kyle Zableski waits at his 50-yard line for the kick. This is a low line drive kick. Bounces at the 45. Zableski stays away from it. Goes to the 50. Rolls out of bounds at the 49-yard line. So the Evergreens will have good field position. 7:12 to play in the half. Kakana got up 14-0. The Evergreens scored on their last touch.
First and 10 Evergreens from their
and they'll begin this drive 51 yards away from pay dirt. As Nick Sierakowski comes out onto the field again. Why is this game and this win so important? Because next week the Evergreens close out the regular season on the road against Kakana. And Kakana, they're going to be on the road against Kimberly. And the Papermakers were a team that's going to be playing for a state championship, I think. One of the best in Wisconsin. Sarakowski gets the snap, handoff Wyatt Brown. Two hands on the ball. Brown met at the line of scrimmage, fights forward for extra yard. He's got 4 or 5. Yep, 5 yard gain on first down. Evergreen's offensive line, give them credit. They have played better, like they're finding their sea legs. They struggled earlier in the game, and they've been much better the last couple of series. 6:48 to play until halftime. Second and 5. Sarakowski from the shotgun. This is a 3-receiver set. 2 to the near side. Keep it on the ground. Wyatt Brown gets good blocking. He's got a first down. Still on his feet across the 35. Down close to the 30-yard line. Wyatt Brown with 10 more yards.
By number 8, Chad.
Evergreens get a first down. And the ball will be spotted back at the 32-yard line. Evergreen's playing up tempo. They break the huddle quickly, come right out to the line of scrimmage. This is the same set. 2 receivers near side to hand off again. Wyatt Brown gets the corner and gets across the 30, run out of bounds, and he's taken down way late. There's got to be a flag on that. Wyatt Brown was tackled. He was so far out of bounds, he was on the track. He was in lane 2 of the track, and there's no penalty. How could there be no penalty on that? And the Evergreens coaches are in the ear of the line judges, right? They should be.
For the carry by Brown.
Wyatt Brown does get a first down, but there should be 15 more yards on this. Wyatt Brown is okay. And there's probably like 5 yards between the boundary and where the track begins. And Wyatt Brown was brought down on the synthetic track. 1st and 10, low snap. Sarakowski recovers, hands off to Wyatt Brown, but the timing on that play was messed up. Brown still gets 4 yards. Down to the 20-yard line.
Ball is carried down on the 20-yard line, bringing up 2nd.
That is one of the bigger missed calls that we've seen all year.
Resting on the 20-yard line.
All right.
Galloping goat.
The cure for it is to put the ball in the end zone. 2nd and 6. Evergreen spread it out here and hand off to Wyatt Brown. Brown's got a big hole on the far side. He's across the 10, and he's down close to the 5-yard line. Wyatt Brown is ripping off yardage at will. He gets 12 more yards and a first down. 1st and goal, Evergreen. The ball will be marked at the 7-yard line. And the Evergreens, again, coming out of the huddle very quickly. They want to keep this Kakana defense on its toes. And again, they're spreading it out. 2 receivers far side. Near sideline, Wyatt Brown's the single back. Hand off to Wyatt Brown again. And this time he's met in the hole, and it's only short yardage. He gets 2 to the 5-yard line. 2nd and goal coming up. DC Everest football, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the sports experts at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live shy. We'll go under 5 minutes to play in the half on this snap. Evergreen's looking to even this game. They trail 14-7 now. Nick Sarakowski gets the snap. Sarakowski keeps it himself. Dances towards the end zone. Fake the handoff to Wyatt Brown. And Nick Sarakowski is in the end zone for a touchdown. 5-yard touchdown run. It's the equalizer with an extra point pending. 51-yard touchdown drive for the DC Everest Evergreens. All of the yardage coming on the ground. Are the Evergreens going to go for 2 here? Nope, they will shift from direct snap formation into point after touchdown formation. Kyle Kurtenbach to try the PAT to get us tied. Here's his snap and here is his kick. Towards the uprights, good. Kakana jumped out to a 14-0 lead. The Evergreens have tied it. 14-14 with 4:59 to play in the half. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Welcome back to Steam Stadium. Evergreens fans might have been white as a ghost after trailing 14-0 earlier in this game, but the Evergreens have scored touchdowns on their last 2 possessions, and we are back to a 14-14 tie. D.C. Everest Football, sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Valley Communities Credit Union, visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. Kurtenbach again kicks with the wind. Approaches the ball. And this kickoff is going to be returned, taken at the 5-yard line. Evergreens need some coverage here, breaking one tackle across the 20, out to the 25-yard line. That's where the Ghosts will start. Jacob Schmidt with a 20-yard kickoff return. Evergreen's defense got a 3-and-out last time they were on the field. See if they can build on that. Momentum in this second quarter is suddenly wearing the green and yellow of D.C. Everest. And it sure was wearing the white and orange of Kakana in the first quarter. Kakana was helped out by a couple of Evergreen's turnovers. Tanner Vanderhey again is out at quarterback. Four receiver set, two to either side, put a man in motion. Fake the handoff, nope, the man in motion has it. He's in the backfield, a lot of trouble here, swarmed under. This is going to be a loss.
Number nine, Chad Lister.
Going to be a pretty big loss, too, 4 or 5 yards.
49, Austin Wazinski.
Tanner Helms went back 6 or 7 yards. He was cutting across the formation. They had used a fake earlier in the game and it passed out of that set. Instead, this was a handoff that nobody was fooled by. Minus 7. It's a questionable play call when you've been pushed around for the last couple of series and then you start a play there that just develops so far deep in your backfield. Second and 17, there's some movement up front and Kakana is going to go 5 yards further back from here. So Kakana finds themselves a little bit of trouble.
That'll be a 5-yard march off. Bring up second and 23.
Yep. The Ghosts are galloping in the wrong direction now. 5-yard penalty goes back to the 13-yard line. Next week's road game against Kimberly will be our live game on Fox Sports Radio. Coverage will begin at 6:30 from Papermaker Stadium as we travel to the Fox Valley. Again, the Evergreens are hoping, if they pull out a win here, that their playoff position will already be spoken for. But that will be a little harder than what we had planned. Second down now and 23 after the penalty. Obvious passing situation, throws into one-on-one coverage. This one could almost be intercepted, and it's not. It was the Evergreens' defensive back who had better position against Trent Knighties, the wide receiver. Zach Becker providing the defensive coverage. And it's going to be third and very long.
Third and 23 for the Galloping Ghosts.
I would think the Evergreens will almost play this with a defensive safety. Try and keep everything in front of you here. Again, it's third and very long. If the Evergreens can hold, it'll be the defense's second 3-and-out in a row. And they'll give the ball back to the offense with 3.5 minutes to work with before intermission. That's all the time in the world. So let's see what happens here on third and long. Vanderhey from the shotgun, three receivers, fakes the handoff, pressure coming, pass underneath is incomplete, but there's going to be a penalty, and they're going to say that the defender arrived early. This is going to be a penalty against D.C. Everest. So on third and 23, we're going to have a pass interference call. The officials are huddling. Pass interference against D.C. Everest. We're going to wind up replaying third down. I do not think this is an automatic first down situation. Let's wait for the indication. Pass interference, D.C. Everest. Again, not enough for first down yardage. So it'll be third down. We will walk off 10 yards, though. So the ball will respot at the 28-yard line. It's going to be a more manageable third and 7. What's unfortunate about that play is I think even if the receiver made the catch, I mean, he still had to gain another 20 yards for the first down. He wouldn't have gotten there. So instead we replay third down, third and much shorter, and a more manageable down and distance. Tanner Vanderhey, the quarterback, everyone's bunched up to the far side of the field. Vanderhey fakes the handoff. Nope, they're going to keep it on the ground. This is stacked up at the line of scrimmage, falling forward. You know what? Kakana's offensive line got a good push there. They got 5 or 6 yards for Tanner Helms. It's going to be fourth down. Fourth and 3? Fourth and two. What's Kakana going to do? Ball's at the 33-yard line. They are going to punt. So if they are indeed going to pass on fourth and two and kick the ball away, it will indeed be a three and out for the Evergreens. It looks like that's what we have. Kyle Zableski awaits to return the kick here. Here is the snap. They are indeed going to punt it away. Low line drive kick. Bounces at the 45, rolls across the 40, and goes out of bounds at the 40-yard line. That's where they'll spot it.
First and 10 Evergreens from their own 40-yard
line. That's a 30-yard punt. The Evergreens will start first and 10 at their own 40-yard line. 2:53 to play, and the Evergreens have all three timeouts in what is now a tie game, 14-14. Coming up at halftime, Spencer Loomis with all of our scores and highlights brought to you by The Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Evergreen spread it out again and hand off to Wyatt Brown. Brown up the middle. You know, the Evergreens can get yardage up the middle when they use that spread formation. Wyatt Brown's got 2.5. Yeah, a little stingy on the spot, 2 yards. Second and 8. Clock continues to move. Evergreen's in no rush. Nick Sarakowski goes over to the sideline and gets his play. Sarakowski has accounted for both of the Evergreens' touchdowns. And so happy for him that that's the case. Missed a lot of time because of injury in weeks 2 and 3 and 4. Sarakowski gets the snap. Pass behind the line of scrimmage to Mitchell Bowles. Thought about a double pass. Instead, Bowles tucks it down and is going to run forward. He's got 6 or 7 yards. He's short of a first down. Bowles received that pass behind the line of scrimmage and thought about it being a double pass. He made the smart decision. There was still coverage downfield. It's going to be 3rd and 3 at the 47-yard line. You don't want to throw an interception. So the Evergreens were thinking about trickery. And instead now they'll need 3 more yards to pick up this first down. They've got to get to midfield. Sarakowski from the shotgun to Wyatt Brown. Nope, Sarakowski keeps it. He's in the backfield. Now dances forward, breaks a tackle, and gets the first down. Nick Sarakowski was going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. Boy, he used his feet to keep things going. You bet that ankle is better. And he moves the ball to the 49 and gets a first down. Clock stops briefly while the chains are moved. 2:04 to play, and now we wind the game clock as the Evergreens move into Kakana territory. DC Everest has scored on their last 2 possessions. If they can score here, they'll take the lead before halftime. Shotgun formation for Sarakowski. Fakes the handoff, keeps himself, calls his own number up the middle, and he's got 5 yards. Forward to the 45-yard line. Again, a 4. DC Everest football, sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral necessary at the Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Evergreens hurry to the line of scrimmage. 1:20 to play in the half. Clock is moving. Sarakowski shotgun. 2 receivers near side. Snap is low. Sarakowski looks to pass. Throws to one-on-one coverage for Mitchell. Bowles incomplete. Sarakowski took a lick and there's no penalty there. I thought that ball was already delivered and Nick Sarakowski took a shot right in the chops, right underneath the chin strap. And there's no penalty. You know what? The referee, who's supposed to have the quarterbacks back there, was watching that pass instead of watching the action between the defensive line and the quarterback. It's a no call. Sarakowski's okay. 3rd and 6. Evergreens need to get the ball close to the 39-yard line. On the incomplete pass, the clock stops with 1:12 to play. 4 receivers set here, 2 to either side. Sarakowski shotgun, gets the snap design rollout, got some pressure, throws back the other way. Complete to Wyatt Brown with blocking. He's going to get a first down. Wyatt Brown dives across the 40 to the 35-yard line. Gain of 9. First down. And Nick Sarakowski was under pressure there and was still able to get that screen pass to Wyatt Brown. First down keeps the drive going, stops the clock temporarily while we move the chains. 1:05 to play. Evergreens quickly hurry up. and now come to the line of scrimmage. They huddled up for a moment. Same receiver set. Four receivers, two to either side. Design rollout. Sirikowski's got pressure. Throws underneath off the hands of his intended receiver.
That pass from Sirikowski intended for number 35, Lucas Mattson.
Lucas Mattson had it go right off his hands, and he was open.
For the Evergreen.
Pass was a little bit low, but a receiver will tell you, get a hand on it, I'm supposed to catch it. On the incomplete pass, the clock stops. 50 seconds to play. DC Embers still has the full playbook available to them. They have three timeouts remaining. It is second and 10. Well, on the incomplete pass, they get a chance to catch their breath here. They huddle up and now come to the line of scrimmage. Again, receivers split out to either side. Design rollout. Sirikowski throws back over the middle. This is complete to Mason Hagenbusch in the middle. He's got three clear yardage to the end zone. Touchdown. The center of the field was open, and Mason Hagenbusch, he made the catch at the 25-yard line and used his feet the rest of the way. And the Evergreens have come all the way back to take the lead with 43 seconds left. 35-yard touchdown pass. Nick Sirikowski to Mason Hagenbusch.
And then for the extra point, it'll be number 5, Kyle Girdenbach.
And you bet momentum has swung all the way back to DC Everest's favor. Kyle Girdenbach to try the point after touchdown. There's the snap. Snap is low. Good job getting it down. Kick is good. Evergreens with 21 unanswered points. Take a 21-14 lead. Back after a 30-second timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Kicking off for the Evergreens will be number 5, Kyle Girdenbach. Back for the Yellowfin Ghosts will be number 25, Calvin Swetson, and number 6, Jacob Schmidt.
I'm Chris Conley, and we're back at Steam Stadium. I saw Mason Hagenbusch's mom Evergreens before the game, and her son had a pretty good game against Appleton East. She's saying, I hope he gets more touches today. You bet.
Bradley Gates.
He's on the receiving end of a 35-yard touchdown pass to give the Evergreens the lead. Kickoff here. Kicking off is Bradley Gotch. Short kick taken at the 10-yard line. Running up across the 15. Kakata didn't get to the 20. They're going to start at the 19-yard line. Calvin Swanson on the return. Again at halftime, week 7 scores and highlights. Before our broadcast, the Wausau East, Wausau West log game. West needs that win to become playoff eligible. 36 ticks left until halftime. So that's not a lot of time, but Kakana also has all three of their timeouts. And Tanner Vanderhey has taken us all the way so far. Kakana and Everest have each used only one quarterback. Handoff here. Short yardage. Kevin Verbaten is actually stopped for a loss. And got back to the yard, back to the original line of scrimmage. As we untangle there, Kakana does not have to run another play. Kakana will get the ball to start the third quarter. And yes, they're just going to let the clock expire. Kakana jumped out to a 14-0 lead, and the Evergreens have scored three unanswered touchdowns, all in the second quarter. Zeros on the clock. We're at halftime, senior night at Steam Stadium. Spencer Loomis standing by in our Fox Sports Game Night studios. He'll catch you up on all the scores. And then we'll be back with the start of the second half. It's all coming up after a one-minute break. You're listening to DC Everest Football on Fox Sports Radio. It's halftime, 21-14 on AM 1390 and FM 93.9.